Ulster elections, defend members' right to participate. Ireland Alton, Ulster Broad Left Chair. During the COVID-19 pandemic, members of Ulster, the Shop and Distribution Workers Union, have been hit hard. The non-food retail sector was particularly affected by the recession that was developing prior to COVID, and which has now been accelerated by it. 125,000 jobs have been lost in the retail sector in 2020, with 13,867 shops permanently closing. The crisis in retail, with knock-on consequences in distribution and manufacturing where Ulster also organizes, is a factor in the significant drops which have taken place in the number of union members and of union reps. The pandemic has also contributed towards completely disorganizing the union. Union offices have been shut, officials have been working from home, and many reps feel that they have been left to fend for themselves. Substantial numbers of Ulster branches have not been meeting at all during the pandemic, despite the availability of Zoom. During lockdown, no guidance has been produced from General Secretary Paddy Lillis to assist branch secretaries to effectively resume branch meetings. This was the backdrop to the scheduled elections for President, Executive Council and Divisional Councils in Ulster. And yet Lillis still pushed for the elections to go ahead, regardless. This was opposed by the Ulster Broad Left. "We want to elect a fighting union leadership that will stand up to the bosses in the industry and the government, and that will mobilize members to defend worker safety, jobs, and conditions. But to proceed with elections as things stand would lead to a democratic deficit, with only part of the union being able to take part fully in the nomination process. We therefore support the decision by Ulster's Executive Council to overturn the recommendations of Paddy Lillis and postpone the elections by a year." Concerns have been raised that with elections suspended, Ulster's annual delegate meeting, ADM, will not be able to go ahead. However, the timetable for ADM would not usually be set at this time, and the only elections which would affect it, those for the Standing Orders Committee which oversees ADM, while usually held alongside the others, are not subject to the same rules as the delayed elections. Given the changed situation in retail over the last year, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic, plans should be put in place by the Executive Committee for the ADM to go ahead in as normal a fashion as possible, ideally in person as usual, including holding it slightly later in the year, if this facilitates it. Under Lillis' watch, even Executive Council members of the union are being victimized by companies, such as the case with Executive Council member for Scotland and Glasgow IKE rep Richie Venton, see below, who Lillis has so far failed to even publicly support. So what hope is there for other reps feeling confident the union's officials have their back? Fully restarting the union's democratic structures is not just an organizational task, but also a political one. This starts with putting forward a strategy for reps and activists to defend the interests of Ulster members, whether in retail, distribution or any other sector the union organizes in, and throwing the full weight of the union behind any member that companies attempt to victimize for doing just that.